WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
I'm not giving up about nobody, or maybe somebody. It's cause I drop a body, the body that's up in your valley. Ain't no force that can stop me, I'm not happy. So, but I can swell up your cheeks and your lips and your eyes. Cause I swat lies and I ignore your cries. Tell no lies, is it true when I said that I trust the pride? No, I never lied, and identified bodies in the ride. And they pronounce them dead when I count them about to open the walls in the rubber room.
What is up? What is up? This is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live on WHAN 1430 AM and also heard on 102.9 FM and, of course, as a podcast, usually Friday morning, hopefully always, on www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com and on iTunes. We've got a... Sean, is it going to be an okay show? Is Sean not in there?
No, Sean is not.
Where is Sean?
I don't know, but the football game is on in there, anyone?
Sean, give me an update on the score. Oh, you're not in there. but we've got a show for you this evening. We've got Floodwall joining us tonight. What's going on, Floodwall? How is you doing?
Doing well.
Doing well?
Yes.
Is that the consensus? They're all nodding their heads. Yeah. And this is a little piece of advice, guys. People can only kind of hear head nodding on the radio. But I will let the listeners know, Floodwall is nodding their heads, that they are doing well. That's very nice. Now, you guys got the acoustic instruments here tonight, correct? So we're going to hear some stripped-down versions of some Floodwall tunes.
And some jazz flute.
And some jazz flute.
From jazz there. Flute.
Now, did you happen to train under the infamous Ron Burgundy? Or?
I did, actually. Yeah. I know him very well. I know I know Baxter very well, too.
Yeah.
He gave me Spanish lessons.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice.
Good, because I don't know Spanish, so everyone knows that. But, hey, Dan, a funny story today. So I was at the gas station, right? This kind of a little rednecky guy. He comes up to me, and he's like, what's RVA mean?
Why would he just ask you that randomly?
Well, I was confused, and I was like, well... And then he's like, yeah, the sticker on your car. You know, a lot of people do the RVA sticker on the back of my car. And I was taken aback. I guess I could have gone into a very longer explanation of it, you know. But I was like, Richmond, Virginia. And he didn't. It was an awkward situation.
Your sticker there is broken. they misspelled river.
They forgot the left out the river.
It was a bad joke.
What are you guys whispering about?
I'm just trying to debate what RVA stands for. I don't know.
What does RVA mean to you guys?
I really don't know.
What does it mean? Define it. No?
Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia. Very nice.
Wow, you guys are deep like a
very
puddle.
Very nice. See, I definitely think it is an abbreviation of RIVA. RIVA.
Yeah.
But then it would have an H on it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it depends on how you spell RIVA.
RIVA. River, river.
It's like rival.
Okay, well, guys, tell us a little bit about Floodwall. What you guys do? What you guys do? Yeah? Don't throw it all at once.
Y'all look fairly young. How old are you?
I am 20. I will be 21 in December.
Party time.
Yeah.
Still you started 20. Growing facial hair yet?
Do you shave? Trying. I'm struggling.
Do you shave?
It's okay. It's one of those things. It's patience.
Trust me. Once you get the facial hair, then after that, it starts falling off on top. You get hair growing on your back.
Sometimes it goes the other way around.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
So, where were we, Dan? You distracted me with your good looks.
20, 20, and...
I'm
22. 22. So you're the beer buyer. Yeah.
Yes.
We do not condone that
we do not
sort
condone
of activity,
that
by the way.
But fantastic. Well, it's time to take a little break, play a tune, and we'll be back with some live tunes from Floodwall and talking more to the guys. But this right now, this is Dream Machine with I Want It. They're actually at Cary Street, or no, they're at Cafe Diem tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you're listening, make sure you slide down at some point, check out the Dream Machine at Cafe Diem. This is I Want It.
And entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Tacos are an American staple, but tacos are boring. They can take days of planning and up to 1 hour of preparation. Oralewe, forget washing dishes. New from Spoofco, a technology that will forever change the way you eat tacos. Taco Shotgun. If you can chew fast or swallow whole, Taco Shotgun is for you. Taco Shotgun eliminates prep time and eating time, all with virtually no cleanup. Digestion? That's a waste of time, hombre. So is tasting. Taco Shotgun, the automatically powered shotgun system that delivers taco directly into your body. Listen up, ese. Just add taco shells, lechuga, carne, queso y tomate, y siempre black powder. All of the things combine as the taco shotgun is activated. With a simple squeeze of the trigger, the meat is cooked. Y la taco is blasted from a barrel, delivering fully cooked taco-type meals straight into your boca, wey.
Depending on aiming.
Taco Shotgun. Your friends and neighbors will most likely enjoy involuntary tacos. Taco Shotgun has a range of up to 3 football fields. You see that hombre over there? Esta fed, wey. Blast the load right into your mouth, hombre. Taco Shotgun. New from Spoofco.
Yes, yes, yes.
Simon, Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
That was Floodwall live here on Radio Rubber Room with Belong. So now, Sam, the songs that you guys are doing with Floodwall, you'd written a lot of them before Floodwall came along. Are you guys got some new stuff in the works too, or is it a band?
Yeah, it's been a mixture of both. Like, we first started off just kind of like digging from a pile of songs that I've been playing solo. And the song we actually just played was the first one that we really wrote together. Mm-hmm. And then recently...
So that was one you guys wrote as a group.
Yeah. And then recently we've just been kind of like working everything together. Like, mm-hmm. the last song that we worked on was just completely from scratch, the four of us. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So what are the plans for recording? We're getting some of these songs down on the wax. Yeah.
Well, right now, we're thinking about getting some sort of interface for the group with some of the gig fund money that we've accumulated over the past couple of months.
The gig fund money. So you guys are stacking the paper.
Yeah, we're trying to. It's not much, but yeah.
You guys, I got to see you guys for the first time, I think, down at the Watermelon Festival recently.
Yeah.
But what are some of those gigs you've been stacking that paper with?
I mean, any gig that we've gotten paid this summer, we haven't.
I guess Robin Banks.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. Seth actually.
Robin Bank? Is that where you're going with this?
He puts a pantyhose over his face.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Seth looks really good in pantyhose.
Just one pantyhose. Just right? A pantyhose.
They sound dirty.
Yeah, a single pantyhose.
They just totally blew your spot. Because I think I saw you on Crime Stoppers recently. Yeah. I think you were Sean, you back?
Yeah, I had a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, yeah?
Couldn't appear.
You're looking you're like ready for September. You
was
got
it?
The autumn colors going on, the flannel.
I love my flannel, man.
Does he have any pantyhose? I can't see him.
They're on under my jeans.
pantyhose.
So what's going on? You do have the game on in there, Sean. How's it going in there for you?
Pretty good, I guess. They're dominating.
You're a Giants fan, right?
It's your team.
Yeah. The team I want to win is doing very good.
What's the score?
It's always good.
23-0.
To 7. It looks like they just scored 7.
Perhaps. Yeah. They're on the third and goal.
That's what my computer is saying.
Oh, they just jumped the line. Yeah. So.
All right, good for you. Back to Floodwall. So now one of you guys is leaving pretty soon to go back to school, correct? So you guys are going to be taking a little break for that?
Or? Actually, our drummer was the one, and he's already gone.
Oh, he's already gone.
Yeah, he's studying percussion at New York University.
Oh, wow, wow. Yeah.
So is the gigging going to slow down a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. He's been gone for like 3 weeks, and we've really just been preparing for this. I talked to him on Facebook.
Yeah.
Tell him how much I miss him.
Is there a fear that he'll join some ritzy New York band while he's...
Maybe a symphony.
Yeah,
he's pretty. When he's not with us, he's pretty big into symphonies and doing that kind of stuff. Yeah. But
oh, nice.
We're probably going to be doing this kind of setup for the next couple of months. Maybe doing open mic night
just
or
radio
something.
Shows.
Radio shows.
So symphony. I mean, I would think like a drummer who plays in a symphony would have like a Phil Collins kit. Does he have like a massive drum kit? Or?
Not really.
He's actually pretty minimal.
Yeah. Huh? He's got a hi-hat, snare, bass drum, two toms, and like two cymbals.
I thought like usually in a symphony, like there's like 14 drummers that each play their own.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a, to my knowledge, there's a handful of different people that play like maybe one or two instruments.
Like the cymbals that clap together.
Yeah, crash cymbals.
Yeah, that's what he's going to school to learn.
I can't imagine like to be first chair with cymbals isn't that competitive.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a technique to like
there
slapping
is.
Cymbals
there
together?
Is.
We need Matt here now to like describe.
Yeah. I can't do him justice, but it is incredibly intricate.
Enough about Matt. He bailed on you guys. any prospects for like say a fill-in temporary drummer wall?
No, we really haven't been thinking about. We do a lot of electronic stuff, so there's really
if
no
anything,
problem.
Be a computer.
Yeah, we come up with beats all the time, so. We've just been doing stuff like that. I mean, really, to be honest, since he's been gone, we've just been working on how to play our songs.
Band practice is like way smoother without him complaining and stuff.
Yeah. Matt's definitely the biggest of complainers. He's always late. He's so late.
Let's just trash him. Bail on you guys.
Yeah. No, he's always punctual. I'm the one that's always late. I'm always like 15 minutes late consistently.
Yeah, Matt's probably the only one in our band that actually like knows music.
Yeah.
We're all kind of just like a little bit self-taught. He actually like understands what's going on.
So I guess you're talking about buying an interface to record it. So waiting for him to get back to do that, obviously, then. Or just replace him with the beats, with the drum machine.
Well, for now, we were thinking about just doing, like, getting an interface to get what we had put together acoustically recorded, and then maybe... And, you know, have that, you know, so we can record practices or start putting together tracks, and then when he gets back, he can fill in on them, or we could send them to him and maybe record up when he's at school, because they have a lot of recording equipment up at school at NYU, so.
Yeah, I think the goal is to, like...
Let's take a trip up there.
Yeah.
Book a gig up there and...
Definitely thinking about it.
Spend a week there recording, getting some stuff down.
Yeah.
Now, NYU, is, I imagine the campus is probably a little bit spread out in New York?
It's all around the village, like lower...
Oh, cool, man.
Lower Manhattan.
Awesome. Man, I've stayed in Manhattan before, man, and it is pricey. If you guys know somebody, like, you know, you have an inn. I can't imagine his dorm room is that big, though.
Yeah, he actually lives in Chinatown. He lives in an apartment.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah. You guys, you got it going on, man.
As soon as I've got some fun money, I'm definitely trying to get up there.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely want to take a trip up there and play a show. It's just, like, a matter of lugging all that gear up to New York and all that money.
Keeping it safe.
Yeah, and then, like... We'd have to rehearse to perform anything, so we have to also find time to rehearse before going to play a show. But it's definitely something we're trying to work in, too.
Well, you stayed in Manhattan last time you were in New York? You just knew somebody?
No. Oh. I stayed in Manhattan. I stayed at the Manhattan Club, like, a long time ago with two of my buds.
I was going to say, last time I went to New York, I stayed in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Man, we just went to Brooklyn this summer. It was awesome.
Yeah. But, well, fantastic. So... Planning a big trip to New York. You guys are going to, you know, go up there. Are you going to hit some stops along the way? I mean, might as well do a little East Coast North tour if you're going to think about something like
that.
Interesting. Make some money on the way. Not necessarily. You know,
yeah.
You know, it's worth a try.
Yeah.
Book some gigs. Make some money on the street.
Yeah. I think we're actually going to start pretty soon, like, booking gigs for winter break when he gets back and just kind of, like,
Trying to get a show at the Camel and Gallery 5, if possible.
Do you think it would be a lot easier, you know, working around the school schedules if you guys just dropped out of school?
I think about that every day.
Don't take any of Derek's advice, all right? Do not buy them beer and do not drop out of school, all right?
I was debating doing school this semester. I'm doing a massage school at the moment, which is pretty interesting, so.
Yeah. So don't wink at me when you say that.
He's taking off his clothes now.
It's fine.
Are you trying to get your shirt back on?
If you need any test subjects, it's not weird for me. If it's not weird for you, it's cool.
Please try not to seduce my co-host.
That is no.
Because like absolutely I got this knot right. We'll get it worked out. But
hope so.
So dropping out of school has not been a consideration.
I mean, it's been a consideration.
If the opportunity came along, I would definitely drop out like on the spot.
Really? That's not a good. I don't think you have a good game plan here, man.
Stay in school, or you're gonna end up doing a.
You're gonna end up being like.
You're gonna end up being like us. You're gonna have a radio show, balding, and like.
Backhand.
Don't do it.
So, all right. Hypothetically, the right opportunity. What are we talking about here?
I mean, it would have to be a pretty solid deal, you know, like some kind of record contract, big promotion, you know, a big kind of tour thing.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a really hypothetical thing. Like, I guarantee we're all going to finish. Well, Seth's already finished school, but I guarantee, you know, I'm going to get my degree. Matt's going to get his degree. Andrew's going to do the massage therapy. I don't know if you're going to go back to VCU.
The band's going to break up.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
I hope not. Yeah, but really hope not.
No, I'm
now, I mean, there aren't labels like there were 10 years ago.
Yeah, and there
aren't huge record contracts anymore. Are you guys, like, up? I mean, if that's, like, the hypothetical situation, are you up on your game with, like, what labels are out there?
I mean, like, I was just talking, like, you know, hypothetically, realistically, I'd like to get my degree. I was just saying, like, if there were some kind of, like, awesome opportunity like that to come up. But, yeah, as far as the big label stuff like that, I don't think we're trying to get into any of that kind of thing, like writing, you know, a 3-minute pop song and then, like, doing a music video where they, like, dress us up and everything. Like,
there's always Third Man Records.
Yeah.
Do you know about them? No. That's Jack White's label out in Nashville.
Yeah. I'm pretty record label ignorant.
Yeah, me too. Moment. I think we probably want to try and keep it as grassroots as possible. Like, uh-huh. start from the bottom and then, like, just do word of mouth, like, get out some recordings, do our own marketing.
I don't like money either.
You saw his car out in the parking lot.
He really does hate money.
But all right, it is time to take a little break, play some tunes, play some other stuff.
Yo, we finally got a new skit, Sean. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Thank you. Wonderful. So stay tuned. Right now, this is actually going to be two shorter songs in a row. This is Canoe Bear. There's some younger kids. These kids are coming up. They're younger than these guys, actually.
Born in the 90s?
Yeah, they were born in the 90s.
What could they possibly know about music?
I don't know.
They listen to Britney Spears and stuff, probably.
Derek hangs out with middle school kids.
Yeah, I met them at...
That's what happens when you drop out of school, guys.
Yep. Once you turn 16, your chances of making it big is, like, slim.
Wait, this is Canoe Bear with Limestone and also Blood. That's not the name of the song. It's Limestone and then the other one's Blood. There we go.
Señor, me llamo Jorge García Vega Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom, for 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Keeping track of your kids can be difficult. Child leashes are embarrassing for you and your child. When I was 3 years old, I wandered off at the airport and joined a whole new family. Well, I have a great new product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Child Zap, it's super awesome. It's like an electric babysitter. Just place Child Zap in the room that you keep the kid. Strap the tamper-proof wrist or ankle band on your child, and if your child tries to leave the containment zone, Child Zap administers a minor electric shock. Just enough to knock a little turd nugget off their feet. I tested it out on animals. Child Zap has an adjustable radius knob. With 100 feet of signal, you can guarantee your little unwanted surprise won't escape your yard. Has he been a real piece of shit lately? Child Zap has a 1 foot timeout setting. Don't worry, if the child attempts to deactivate Child Zap in any way, they are hit with a continuous stream of electricity. And the alarm goes off, notifying you of your child's malevolence. Got him! It's not just for kids. I even use it on Grandpa to keep him from wandering outside of the tool shed. Is your child having too much fun? Child Zap has a remote that you can send a shock with just the push of a button. Customizable voltage settings. 10 volts. 100 volts. Up to 100,000 volts. Don't worry, memory loss is common. Nagging wife making you envy a lifetime in prison? Try Wife Zap. With gold necklace pendant zapper, she'll look more beautiful and obedient than ever.
Babies! Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist. Who will watch them?
I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra. And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open.
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe napping, rock hard, badass baby.
Badass baby?
Yeah!
Baby is so badass.
24-7 care. There will be no teddy bears.
No nap time.
No coddling.
Your baby will learn to change his own diaper.
So extreme.
We'll whip your baby in the shape with many new programs, including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallow,
catfish noodling,
bomb defuse,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skill,
moonshine.
Yeah!
Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself, only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah!
Or face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber!
One baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available.
Pre-birth training.
Punch,
yeah.
Punch, punch.
Punch, punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Head punch.
Scream.
Scream, yeah.
Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To the max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
Four times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave here a toddler on a motorcycle with a class 2 weapons license.
Weapons license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, we're going to inject protein shakes directly to their chest.
Protein shakes
directly to your baby's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme. Extreme.
Welcome, y'all, to another exciting episode of Green Living Through Pica. My name is Pica. It's also a neurological disorder, but y'all already knew that. Today I'm going to be explaining a simple dish that is fun for everyone in the family. And it's easy to make. Pica 7-layer lasagna. First, preheat the oven to 475 and warm up a skillet with a bit of shampoo to ensure a non-stick surface. Start by grinding about 4 or 5 old cell phones in a food processor until they are well mixed.
It's good when they're fresh cell phones. Saute some eggshells in a skillet until they are golden brown. Then add your cell phone puree. Let that thing simmer. As you prepare the leftover egg carton and one or two used shingles to separate the layers. Bring 1 quart windshield washer fluid to a boil and place the egg carton and shingles in there together. That just smells delicious. It's a matter of personal preference how long they need to cook depending on how soft or hard you like them. I prefer al dente, so I only cook them until the shingle is workable, but still firm. Now you want to make the meat of the lasagna. By now, your old cell phone should be thoroughly cooked. In a large mixing bowl, mix 1 pound couch cushion innards with the cell phone and add crushed light bulbs. Including the head, y'all. I like to hide it in there like it's a little old surprise. Whisk them until the couch cushion and light bulbs are blended evenly throughout. The sauce we'll be using today is a traditional recipe from Italy, known as the bolognese, because it's thicker than most sauces and typically has chunks in it. Melt several old toothbrushes and water bottle caps in a medium saucepan until it's completely homogeneous. Put tree bark in a cheese grater and grind it over the sauce. Add 1 cup straight up dirt. Okay, y'all, it's time to start building lasagna. Coat a 10 by 20 Pyrex pan with a light dusting of laundry detergent. That's borax, y'all. Place a few scoops cell phone and couch cushion puree right on the bottom, building up a layer about 1 inch thick. Then, place the used shingle gently across the first layer. Now, brush some bolognese sauce on it. Pour some more dirt right over the top of the whole lasagna. Don't be too frugal with it now. When green living through pica, dirt is the most valuable asset because of its abundance. It also doesn't hurt that it's downright delicious. Now, place it in the oven and set a timer for 1 hour. While it's cooking, feel free to make a salad. I like to use any shredded documents or leftover puzzle pieces or buttons that I find around the house or under the furniture. Toss them in a salad bowl, and if you like, you can make some dressing out of garbage juice straight from the trash can. When your oven goes off, the lasagna is ready to be served. Cutting it with an old chainsaw enables you to serve the Pyrex tray with the lasagna, adding that extra tenderness and crunch that your family will surely love. It just smells so good. This has been Green Living Through Pica. I'm Pica, your host. Join us next time when we will be making a lovely flaming frappe out of old crayons.
Yeah! Viper Krover here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nimble clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now! Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
Back, but the time.
That was Sunlit here by Flood Wall on Radio Rubber Room. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That was a nice background harmony. So, guys, Flood Wall. How'd you guys come up with the name? Are you protecting rivers from going over their banks?
Is that what flood walls do?
Yeah, that's what a flood wall is. It's a barrier that keeps a river from overflowing and flooding the city. Okay. Just we like to be informative here, guys.
Yeah, we actually went through this.
It was awful.
Exhausting list of names that we were thinking about using, and pretty much all of them were just awful. And before we played Emilio's open mic as our first performance, and then I remember Matt was like, we just need to come up with something tonight and just figure out what it is. And for some reason, we were playing on the word floodgate, and then we just messed around and then got flood wall, and then we just decided we were going to stick with it. And I think it's pretty fitting with the whole, like, flood walls in Richmond, and then, like, the music, I feel like, kind of could represent it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. The list we had was ridiculous.
Was it?
Well, there was some of those. What's some of these ridiculous lists?
Kerfuckle blend.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
So pack a lunch, butt munch.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, glad you didn't go with that one.
Those were Seth fan names, by the way.
I mean, we all had our own kind of qualifications. Like mine was, I didn't want it to be something where you look at the band name and you come to a presumption about what the music is. Like, a lot of funk bands are very obviously funky, and a lot of, metal bands are very obviously metal. And I was like, I don't want any kind of pre-connotation.
No obviousness of what it means.
Yeah. And nothing to, something with imagery, some kind of imagery, but nothing that is still, obvious.
And something that was easy to remember, like, that you could just say it and people would be like, you'd just be able to look it up and remember it without any complications. Mm-hmm. So that was, like, important.
And not a lot of Google searches.
Yeah.
Not a lot, because I did search it. I use Bing. I don't know, just, you know, that's my thing. Like, I'm sponsored by Bing.
You're the only one.
I've got to say that.
I know, you are.
But actually, single-handedly, you just come up pretty high in the search for Flood Wall.
Yeah, that's surprising, because I've actually had a harder time finding our band name.
You gotta use Bing, I'm telling you.
Yeah, because, like,
they pay me to say that.
Yeah, because when you type in Richmond flood wall, like, there's so many flood walls in Richmond.
Well, but, there's one flood
wall.
Well,
you know what
Richmond,
I mean, but there's so many links for it, you know what I mean? Yeah. But,
So it's no, like, obsession with the actual flood wall.
No. It was like, all right, screw this. Like, we need a band name. Let's just decide on one.
I mean, it is a good opportunity. You can still work that into things like, photos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Have you thought of doing a live show on the flood wall? Now that you're doing the acoustic thing, too,
That actually would be pretty cool.
Sounds dangerous. Dangerous.
It did cross my mind.
You can walk
mind.
On there, right? Yeah.
I think for me, I like the name just, I feel like it's kind of an optimistic thing. For me, I don't know.
Like, because of us, the city is not going to get destroyed.
Yeah. We kind of look at ourselves as, like, protectors of Richmond.
Yeah.
we just care about the urban landscape. And
you can't see it right now, but we all have capes on, actually.
Yeah.
I can see it. They just can't see it. Okay, you were talking to them.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I was the one that brought that back.
The cape.
Just for the record, yes.
Capes back?
Mm-hmm.
I've never once seen you wear a cape.
So you guys, you all grew up in the Richmond area, correct?
Yeah. For the most part. I moved down here when I was in the second grade from Philadelphia.
Okay.
Area-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what side of town? Chesterfield and Ryko?
In Ryko.
Short Pump-ish area.
And now we've all kind of moved out to the fan.
Well.
Now, I mean, did you guys go to school together? Did you all meet in school?
Yeah,
how did the band come about?
It's all interconnected.
Yeah. Andrew and I went to middle school together, but we weren't friends.
Were you enemies?
Yes,
yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah.
What was the question? Oh, no. We weren't enemies. We just, we didn't really hang out or talk or anything. But we went to school together, and then I actually played music with Seth before anyone, because he was in a band that I was playing a lot of shows with, and then the drummer of the band he was in, we all played together as, like, a trio, and I think we did an open mic and did, we did, like, some Radiohead covers and, like, Herbie Hancock and stuff, and then we were practicing a lot, and then And then Seth and I started playing just us two, and we were working on some songs, and then I remember I called Andrew.
That was like January.
Yeah. No, it was Thanksgiving break. Yeah. Because I remember we were working on one of the songs we're actually going to play tonight, and I was doing it on my electric guitar, and I was like, I really want to do it on my acoustic, but I need this electric guitar part. And I was like, and Andrew and I had never really played music together, but we played shows together, like separate bands all the time. So it just all kind of like interconnected through that. And then
me and Matt were on the drum line at Godwin. Mm-hmm. Matt came to Godwin his sophomore year from like Bristol or where is it? It's the corner of Virginia, like Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, it's in both.
Yeah, that small area. Mm-hmm. He came from over there sophomore year of our high school, and we did drumline all through high school. And then he started getting really into
cymbals.
It started off with marimba. I remember he would stay after school for hours just practicing marimba, like with four mallets and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and he still does it. Yeah. Hopefully really we can good. Work that into a couple of songs once we get a marimba. Mm-hmm. But
he plays the Glock with us.
Yeah, he plays the Glock and Spiel sometimes. Mm-hmm. But so I knew him, and me and him had been trying to play music for a while, and I was like, hey, I'm playing with a couple of my friends. Like, we need a drummer. Like, you're home over the summer. Come play with us.
So you do still do some percussion then?
Electronic
percussion. Yeah. He steals it and samples it.
Yeah, I like playing drum set. I don't really have I have one. It's not something I would play out in public just because it needs a lot of work. It's a groove percussion drum
set.
He's
actually really good when he picks up a kit.
Because you're about to play another instrument, and you don't even know what it is, correct?
The jazz flute.
The jazz flute. Yeah. But that's not like your typical flute. Like,
it's a wood flute.
It's made of wood. It's in a straight line.
It's a Native American kind of thing. It's actually my friend's that I borrowed a little while back. He said he got it from Arts in the Park from a dude
he
makes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you don't know specifically what instrument it's called?
No, I have no idea.
I'm just going
to
blow on it.
I picked it up at a party, and I figured out how to play the Hobbit theme song from Lord of the Rings.
Nice.
And I kind of went from
such
there with
a nerd.
It. Yeah, I love Lord of the Rings.
Sounds like a killer party.
Yeah. The Hobbit comes out on my birthday. I'm pretty stoked.
So speaking of which, you guys do other stuff. Now, I haven't caught you live yet, but I've seen photos. You play guitars with bows. My first question is that pretty expensive?
No.
Because to get those restrung, I mean, it's kind of costly, right?
We don't actually use like any kind of nice bows or anything like that. I mean, yours was they're expensive, but they're not like I actually played with some string players like last summer, and I remember asking them how much their bows were, and they're like in the thousands. Our price range is like 30 to 100 for our bows. Yeah, because I mean it's on electric guitar, so it doesn't need to be that nice.
Yeah, but even that cost. I mean, to get them, if you get them restrung, then
the bows or the guitars.
No, the actual bows.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. You can. But I actually think ours are like the inexpensive ones, like fake horses.
Yeah, they're the Sam Ash brand.
Yeah, they're not like real proper bows, but it's not too hard to get the sound with like, an inexpensive bow on the guitar if you have like enough effects on it.
Now, you guys are pretty, it's safe to say you're an experimental band. You guys like to play with a lot of stuff.
I would say so. Really whatever gets the job done.
Anything else interesting you guys do?
Like, have you thought of playing a violin with a guitar pick?
Yeah,
I've got a violin at my house. We could do that. Other stuff, we all kind of do our own experimenting on our own.
Sam. Yeah, we both do electronic music.
Let's talk about that, because you guys really want to talk about the electronic music. Tell me about it.
When did that start? Probably about a year ago?
Yeah. I mean, there was a period of time where I didn't play any music, like just did electronic music all the time. I was pretty obsessed.
It gets really addicting. It's almost... I really can't. It's like playing video games sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Are you using drum pads? Or are you just using programs?
I mean, me personally, I've got a MIDI controller at my house. I really don't use it that much. I mean, it helps sometimes when I want to put in piano or playing some notes. But
so it's keys you're controlling.
Yeah, but for the most part, really, it's just it's all sample based.
Because I don't really have a proper recording interface to record anything, so it's more of just going online or in iTunes and going through and chopping out different pieces of songs, throwing effects on them, doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Now, do you chop the instruments out of the songs, or are you one who will like grab guitar and drums and then loop it?
It depends. You can't. There's no real good way. If you have a track and there's a section that has vocals, guitar, drums, etc., there's no real good way to single out any of those.
I don't know, man. I bet Pete Rock would argue with you on that.
To my knowledge, as far as I know, I haven't found a cheap free way to do it.
I think a lot of it is like little snippets. You can go on YouTube and actually the song we just played called "Sunlit" when we played "Electric." There's a steel drum sample on it, and I mean, I just found some guy on YouTube playing "Here Comes the Sun" on his steel drum, and I just chopped up like a maybe 2 second portion of hitting it, and I just made my own chords and my own kind of melody out of it, put some effects on it, switched up the time and everything, and then that plays live in that song. Yeah. And we also have samples too in that, like I think there's like some Beyonce vocals on it and stuff like that.
Why didn't you just ask her to do vocals? She should have done it.
I think Jay-Z has like jealousy problems.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have like are you a duo, production duo, or do you guys do stuff under your own names?
We haven't really.
Yeah, for sure, yeah,
we've thought about doing collabs. It just never really happened.
Yeah.
What are your names? What are your production names? Do you have production names?
Yeah,
yeah.
mine is Malayan.
Uh-huh.
It's just my last name rearranged, and then Sam's Nerve Leak. You can check us out on SoundCloud if you'd like.
Okay, so you guys both have your individual SoundCloud pages.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really fun. I actually just finished a song about a week or two ago, and one of my good friends, Sarah, she had sung an acapella of "You Are My Sunshine." Really, like the quality of it wasn't anything stellar. It was recorded on a computer microphone.
I like the lo-fi.
So yeah, it was. It turned out really well. And what I ended up doing was, I went in and completely rearranged the lyrics, like chopped up all the words, rearranged them into something completely different that's still legible and musically makes sense, and then turned it into another song. It's on the SoundCloud.
That was like a remix, right?
Interesting.
It started out as a remix as this guy's, one of my friends on SoundCloud, he had a piano piece.
Uh-huh.
I was like, hey, this is really cool, you know, can I do something with this? And that's really the basis of it. So it is a remix, and it's a remix at its core, but it's really different than either of the original pieces that I used in it.
Excellent. So tell people what those names were again.
Mine is Malayan, it's Mahlion, and then Sam is Nerve Leak.
And Floodwall, are you guys also on SoundCloud, or?
I mean, we honestly don't have any proper recordings yet. We got the recording from the Republic, and we're still fishing around, like chopping it up and like messing with it a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out what we want to release.
Most of our stuff's on Facebook at this point, just because everybody's got a Facebook anymore, and you can keep up with it.
We're really like insecure, so it takes a really long time.
You guys are young, man. You gotta get over that stuff. See, man.
Yeah.
See, you're young. You think you know everything right now. You're all like wound up. You're nervous about the world. You think you're smarter than you really are.
Yeah.
Give it about 25, you get over that stuff. See, look at that guy
I'm really dumb. I'm really dumb.
There was some quote. Was it? I know that I know nothing.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah,
close. It's similar. I'll bing it. I'll bing it in a second. But it is time to take a little break. We're going to be back with more tunes and
sir. Speaking of electronic music, Silo Effect, man, they're really into that too. So we're about to play a song from them.
Silo Effect with Surfaces.
I've got a piece. The
Radio Rubber Room. It's the best thing on the air every Thursday at 10 p.m. on 102.9 FM and 1438. Now made with 100% more radio.
Back. This is Radio Rubber Room, live on WHAN 1430 AM every Thursday from 10 to p.m.
to p.m. Apologize for the technical difficulties.
Yeah, we'll fix it in the podcast, though. Don't worry. Yeah, don't worry. www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. There you are.
Yeah, man. Been visiting, you know, as usual. It's me, Radley Rockwell, greatest rocker ever.
Yeah, I saw you posted in the chat box this week thanking us for coming up, letting you come on.
And, yeah? I don't recall. Is that something to do with the internet that you're saying to me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you didn't do that?
Internet. No. It appears that someone is trying to steal my identity.
Yeah.
That is really weird, man.
That is weird. I don't know why anyone would want to steal your identity other than... I mean, you do have a nice place to stay.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of appealing. You do rock like no other.
I found the key hidden, you know. I haven't put it back yet.
Is that why we couldn't get in?
You know, I feel like it's mine now.
You know, I hear girls give it up for guys with accents.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Usually, I'm fighting them off.
So that's why the key was missing today, because you have it.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for that. And I did think that the comment in the chat box... did seem fairly polite.
Yes,
for
thank you.
You.
Yeah, I know.
That is such a mystery, man. Yeah. Who would do that?
I had a fishy feeling because I didn't think it sounded like you. Because the whole, well, the thank you, first of all.
Yeah, that word is not in my vocabulary. I feel like I'm granted everything.
Yeah.
So, like, why would I be thankful? I deserved it. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely know what you're saying. So, what's been new with you, big guy?
You know, I've been doing all kinds of projects lately. Been loaning my voice out to book readings.
Oh, yeah?
You know, doing a lot of Mother Goose books, Aesop's Fables.
Uh-huh.
You know, the children really love it. And also the ladies.
Like and the ladies?
You know. I do it more in kind of a, like, erotic sense.
Oh, yeah.
Like, upgrade. You know, like, it's all drab, but when you, like, add a little bit of flair... It turns it up a notch.
So do you have an example?
You know, I like to keep it on the down low, but there is a lot of nudity involved. So
you make the kids get voice. Naked for you.
Yeah, I mean, so... so you... Okay, that doesn't sound like that should be happening.
It is a great thing, I think. You got to reinvent things every once in a while, man.
Yeah,
so after you do these... After you do these voiceover albums, what happens then? Is it like a series? Does it come out on a box set?
You know, we'll be selling them as MP3 downloads, okay. Is what I'm told.
Mm-hmm. Do you go on tour after that? Like, how does that work? How do you promote the albums as they drop?
You know, I think there will be a tour involved, mostly elementary schools, that kind of thing. Don't know how that's going to go down. I don't know what my take on children really is.
Yeah, that's a market you've never really tapped in. So what are you selling these for?
You know, because I feel like if children are going to be the future, then you might as well invest in them now.
Okay.
Or in your case, probably poison their minds a little bit.
You can make money off of them because their parents will listen.
Cigarette companies, I mean, that was their philosophy forever, right?
Yeah, you're like a cigarette company.
Yeah, get them when they're young, man. It's the best way.
So do you have an example of some of your stories?
It's way too dirty to do on here, on this PG station.
Could you do it censored?
Let's not do that.
I could bleep myself out if you like. It could be still dirty. I don't know.
Let's just move on then, yeah.
So, like, should I ask Ben a question or something?
Absolutely,
sure, yeah.
Here's what I'm wondering. It looks like there's nothing in there that plugs in. How do you get loud if you want to be loud?
Hmm?
You stumped him, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of a witty answer for that, and I don't have anything.
Now you have a PA back there for your flute. Who hooks up a? First of all, who plugs a flute into a PA?
Me.
It's craziness, man.
You know,
so experimental.
While you were all out, I took a little jam on your flute there. It's actually a recorder. You know, I didn't know if you were familiar or not.
That's a recorder?
Yeah, a flute is sidewaysy, and a recorder is straight-like. That is the main difference that most people don't realize.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea.
So, sidewaysy.
Same family.
Yeah.
Sidewaysy, is that a actual word?
The recorders were plastic.
You know, they're plastic recorders are plastic.
Oh, okay.
But there's metal, and there's also, like, wood in this case, you know, there's paper that you I've seen recorders made out of all kinds of vegetables.
Oh yeah,
which is pretty cool. You know, Brian Wilson played a lot of vegetable recorders, and he got that idea
but
from
like
me.
Gourds?
Yeah, like a squash. You know, cucumber makes a really good sound. It's very evil. Like it's one of the more evil instruments there is. The
evil
cucumber recorder.
Now, Halloween's right around the corner. Any plans of making like a pumpkin recorder?
You know, the gourd recorder. That is definitely something that I would find pretty cool. I like your idea there, mate.
Very, very seasonal. Very festive.
Thank you.
I wonder if it has like a Halloween-y sound, kind of. And, like, you can also, like, cut a face into it, like most people do. And that would be pretty cool, I guess, to be, like, playing an instrument with a face in it.
That would be cool.
Yeah, definitely.
That one's already invented. It's called the skin flute.
I invented a lot of instruments in my day. I'm the originator of the crying baby instrument, which is when you just shake a baby and they cry. It's really musical, in my opinion.
Wow. So, yeah, that makes me want to maybe write a letter to all these schools you might be going to and advise them against this whole project you've got going on.
I feel like my credibility is way higher than yours, man. You can give it a shot, but they'll just be like, no way, there's no way you're going to prevent us from having Radley Rockwell at our elementary school.
That's fair. I mean, any plan of giving him like a rockin' show too?
We can't keep him out of the station. How do you expect them to keep him out of?
That's very true.
Elementary school.
Yeah. So, any plans on doing a rocking show too, or
you know, I might give him a little bit of metal, a little bit of Taste of the Darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I might.
What could go wrong?
Might bite the heads off a few animals. You know, Ozzy got that from me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, some kinds of things like that. Throwing live chickens into the audience, especially when they're in a rage, is pretty cool. It's one of the more metal things that you can do.
Throwing a live chicken into an audience?
Yeah, because it's just angry. There's talons. You know, chicken is actually a very voracious animal.
Voracious.
And a lot of people don't know that, but they will battle. They will fight to the death.
Uh-huh.
Go right for the eyeballs.
Now, is that chickens or roosters?
You know, there
is
no.
Are the chickens vicious too?
There is no difference really in the veracity of the chicken or the male chicken, which the rooster. You know, they're pretty similar. It depends if there is babies. You know, a female chicken will really go out of its way to defend its young.
Now,
you are so wise.
Yeah.
So wise.
Now, if there's a, and forgive me for being so ignorant, Radley, but if there is a male chicken, is there also a female rooster? Does that work both ways? Are they interchangeable?
I don't really know too much about animals, but are they similar, the rooster and the chicken? I think they're different, man.
Okay.
I feel like you forgot the last 45 seconds of the conversation.
It's like a hen. A hen is a female rooster.
Well, what came first?
The chicken. For sure.
The chicken?
Chicken came before the rooster.
Oh, definitely.
And where did the egg fit into that?
What egg?
Okay, there's no egg involved? All right.
You know, maybe there's like a larval version at first.
All right, man, we got time for one more question. Would you like to ask Floodwall another question, Radley, before we have to remove you from the station?
Yeah, what is like y'all's direction? What are y'all going for with y'all's music?
You mean like what sound?
Yeah, something like that. You know, like it's very ambient. I like that. It's just like I could just chill and listen to it, and it would be mellowing me out?
I don't think we're really necessarily going for anything, but it's just, it's kind of what happens when the four of us get together.
Yeah.
It's probably the best I can explain it.
Do you have, like, an influence or something?
Yeah, I think we're all pretty influenced by the band Sigur Rós, mm-hmm. and the band Radiohead. Mm-hmm. Those two groups kind
of... I'm not familiar with either of them.
You should check them out.
Did they ever break it big?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I would know. They might be one of my illegitimate children.
Because it's very possible.
It's not only just possible, probably likely. Probably likely.
I was one time in a band called Radio Body. But it was terrible. I aborted that project immediately. Before we even played one song.
Yeah.
I just looked around the room and I was like, these blokes can't even play. There was a lady in the band.
Oh.
What kind of thing is that?
I don't know.
Like, they can rock.
Hey, man, I have to argue with you on that. I see plenty of women who can rock.
Yeah, and I also have seen a man or two who can do laundry. But it doesn't mean I'm going to let them. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man, we got to stop it right there.
All right, the police are here, finally. It took them a while, but they are here, so they'll be escorting you out.
Oh, well, I was going to let you guys know that my name's on the lease now, so it's actually me who can have you kicked out.
Oh, yeah?
But I choose not to.
All right, when we come back, we'll see who's still here.
So. All right. But this is the Southern Bells with Cadillac Desert.
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's edible glue, because constipation is no picnic.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnier Building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Skin tired and knots, words are slurring, thoughts align. I came up over resign, not alive, turning and turning, never still a satisfied, nothing left but the end. More breathing, more breaths, deeper and deeper, and then collapse. Shaking the chemicals, chemicals. I let the sun rise another morning, a beautiful moment in this life. I try and keep in mind as the chemicals collide. I look behind, the glass is cracking, the glass is cracking. Breaks and the reaction begins. More breathing, more breaths, more breathing, more breaths, more breathing, more breaths. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper than
thank you.
tied in knots, dark eyes echoing dark thoughts in my mind, a poisonous cry that mirrors lies they told and sold before I knew the pain of the straitjacket on my soul. This inspiration is calling me, interpretation is stalling me. I want to be what I'm not, skin tied in knots. They never change, they never change, they'll never change. I'll never ever change, but I don't have to be afraid if I don't believe. I can't rely on what I haven't truly seen. That's all I trust now is my heart and my mind. That's enough to find meaning to all this broken line.
That was Floodwall live here on Radio Rubber Room, and you guys are telling me that's a new tune that does not have a title, correct?
Well, it's an older tune that has never been named.
Oh, it's just never been named.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why haven't you named it yet?
Indecision.
I mean, do you have some working titles or some thoughts about it? Or?
Yeah, I mean...
Let's get this hammered out now, guys.
How do you know when you're going to play it? Like, we're just going to play that one song.
Yeah, what does it look like on your set list?
C minor 1.
C minor 1. So, I mean, it has lyrics, you know. Is there something you can pull out of the lyrics for it? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I originally wanted to call it And Then Collapse, because that's one of the lines, but I don't think it works well as a song title. We talked about calling it Chemical, mm-hmm. but we never decided to do it. So, yeah, I don't know. We just haven't gotten around to doing it yet.
I think, yeah, either of those are fine.
Yeah.
Let's pick one now. Go.
No, gotta get, not now. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it worked with the band name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was... It was the same but different.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be okay with just calling it Chemical.
Well, you guys had a deadline, so now I'm giving you a deadline.
I really like how minimal it is, that song.
Yeah. The electric version's got a little bit more beef to it.
It's still relatively minimal, though.
Yeah.
Mm. More beef.
More like, so, like you bring cows up on stage? Yes. Or you throw hamburgers at people? Or what gives it more beef is the electric version?
Well, his bass resonates a lot more on the electric version. Matt's on his drums, and then we're both on electric guitar with a good amount of effects, you know, pushing through.
And you guys do like a good amount of effects in the electric sets, yeah.
Yeah,
plenty.
A massive
amount. What are some of your favorite effects to use?
Reverb and delay?
Yeah, reverb and delay are kind of the must. I don't think there's a single Floodwall song where I don't use both of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like it a lot on your voice, too.
Yeah, I like it.
But you got a good, clean voice. Why cover it up sometimes?
It's not necessarily about covering it up. It's just more making it blend in with the ambient sound, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we did a song that needed dry vocals, mm-hmm. I'd be fine doing that. But usually, you know, we do have a more, like, atmospheric kind of ambient sound. So when the vocals are dry over top, it just doesn't sound like they're mixed right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we usually try to make them pretty wet.
So you guys have any thoughts with that ambient sound, you know, starting to work on getting like a lighting situation going or some lights or someone find somebody to do some lights?
That's a great idea. And we've definitely thought about it. But really, to be honest, I mean, we just started playing music together in June. So a couple months ago. So this is just
such a
newborn project.
Mm-hmm. Very fresh.
How many songs you guys got all together?
I think
six,
we have
seven.
I think we have six. And then we have a couple, like, improvisations that aren't necessarily songs, but...
jams?
Yeah, it's kind of like a written jam. We know how it goes, but it doesn't have lyrics or anything or a set way to play it. But Seth and I just started working on a new song, and that's kind of informed. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean... We only have a couple tunes,
Do you guys get out to see much local music around the city?
Not as much anymore, but I definitely have done a lot of local music searching. But
I mean, you guys being really young, just starting to play officially as a band together for a short period of time, are there any bands locally who you're like, we would be really cool like playing with those guys? Or that you'd like to open
we're not opposed to playing with anybody. It's just a matter of finding a band that would be complementary in style and like audience, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, like, because I'll play, I don't have any problem playing with opening or, you know, playing after anybody. I mean, I don't care.
I feel like the Black Brothers, when I heard them at the tobacco company, that their sound actually could have gone pretty well with ours.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What bands do you guys get out to see locally that you like that you might not, like, fit well with?
I like PBR a lot, personally.
Yeah, I really like seeing Brian Jones play.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
That's always a treat.
I like Matthew White. He's
Are you into gospel? The whole gospel thing, man?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've been into, like, a lot of the stuff those guys have been doing for, like, the past few years. Like, Fight the Big Bull.
Yeah.
And all the jazz.
Now, did you read the Rolling Stone review of his album?
I don't think I read that one. I read, like, the Pitchfork.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was further back, I think. Yeah. The Pitchfork was, what, like, before the summer or right around the beginning of it?
Yeah.
The Rolling Stone one just came out recently.
So. Right, he released, like, one song in Pitchfork, like, in the beginning of the summer. But I think they reviewed his album later on.
Yeah, the Rolling Stone one, he got pretty high marks, man. You should check that out. So cool. There's plenty of other good bands out there. You guys might check out Marionette. I think you might
get them, man. Yeah, we'll bring that up. And we're actually going to hear a tune from them in very shortly here. But yeah, definitely a band that would fit. Are you familiar?
Yeah. I saw them at a local festival. I can't remember which one it was.
During the day?
Yeah.
Doesn't do them justice.
Oh, yeah. But
I mean, their music speaks for itself, their live show lights and...
Yeah, they gave me their CD. I've actually... The bass player of the band, we actually together have performed with him. He played upright bass. The bass player for Marionette played upright for Anthony Curtis. This guy we used to take guitar lessons from. We actually used to play live with him some like jazz gigs. But I don't know if he remembers us. But yeah, I saw them live. Yeah, and they had the projector and everything. It was a day show, so it wasn't the same. But they were really good, and they gave us a CD and everything. Cool. And I really liked them. And I'd be happy to play with them. I think we're more than happy to play with anyone. For sure, it's just a matter of like the audience blending, because like you mentioned Silo Effect with the electronics, but they kind of draw more of a jam band crowd, so like we might not be like what they're looking for, even though there is that similar element.
Well, they
of, like,
do, they do, what I was saying is they actually do electronic music outside of Silo Effect.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, they produce like,
Well, Steve-O put EDM, together that collection with Summer. It was earlier this summer.
They're really into like EDM, kind of like you guys, you know, with the whole like production and sampling and just making stuff on computer programs with like MIDI, you know, triggers and whatnot. So, but yeah, they definitely do the jam band type thing. Yeah. But they have an awesome show.
Yeah, they're really good. They just keep getting better and better. I remember seeing them back before when they had like even a different lineup and everything. When they were like. Playing at the Hat Factory, like in front of no one, and now they're just like playing in front of a ton of people all over the East Coast, and they're definitely putting on a great show. And Alex MacArthur, his light shows with them are just awesome. He's really good. I've actually had the pleasure to have to open up for Silo Effect a couple times and have him do lights for us, and it's pretty awesome.
And their light setup is getting better and better over the last couple, year or two. So definitely as well. So, like, when we talked about earlier, so something you guys, even though not ready to do it yet, though, like, you know, getting the thoughts together?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, there's definitely a whole lot of stuff that we're considering and like thinking of, but it's just as of right now, it doesn't make a lot of sense to invest in it yet, and two, I mean, we just don't need it yet.
I don't know, this guy putting a stocking cap on and getting to this bank, dude, a couple more banks. Yes.
I heard about a band at Barefoot, and I couldn't go. Derek got to go, but I heard from several people about a group at Barefoot who were terrible, but they had like an awesome laser show that everybody just went nuts for. So you guys might be taking the wrong route, man. I mean, maybe you invest in a $100,000 light setup. And who cares about the music, man? Just go to where people are on drugs and start, like, flashing lights at them.
Yeah. I don't know.
That light show was very impressive, but it was also very one of those things, it was impressive from the campsite. It's like, yeah, let's go eat something. Let's go watch this from the hill.
When you guys are playing live and you look out into the crowd, what reaction do you want them to have?
Probably
sadness.
Yeah, no. Probably just that they're paying attention. More than anything. I mean, some of our music you can dance to, but it's more just that they're paying attention. That's probably like the ultimate. Like if people are actually just listening, because sometimes, we do have quiet moments, and it's just nice when the crowd is quiet and they're listening. I mean, it's not that I don't want the crowd to like cheer and be excited, but there's a difference between cheering and then people just like
being
talking
obnoxious
over your music. And that's definitely like totally fine. I mean, we being a local band, you just deal with it. It's just in the contract. I think the goal would just be that a couple people are actually just paying attention and locked into what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see, and I mean, it's nothing, I mean, it doesn't, there's nothing against that, but I could see like kind of like a lounge setting and like a really dark, kind of like lounge setting, almost like an art installation.
Yeah.
With people having cocktails, man, that could be like, that could be a really cool setting for your guys.
If anybody knows of a Gallery 5 gig,
we'd love to do that.
What I was just thinking of when you were talking about the quiet moments, like when we, the last show we played with Matt before he went back to school was at the Republic when you guys were hosting that, and I remember there was one part towards the end of the set where we were just jamming and stuff, and it got kind of crazy, and we were coming out of it and going into the next song that we had planned, and it got really, really quiet. Like we were still playing, and I remember it was just me and you playing guitar, completely improvised, just. Mm-hmm. We were barely playing anything.
It was just like the really minimal stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I remember like after we finished, I mean that went straight into the next song. So there wasn't any, necessarily like pause, like this is the end of this and then but we went straight into the next song, and as soon as we started playing the next song, like at the bar, clapped and cheered, and it was really cool, cuz I never played anywhere where one we got to that level of quiet and people were actually paying attention still. Uh-huh. You can usually hear people, yelling at the back of the bar and stuff, but like everybody in there was, silent. And then when we came out of it, like they got it, which was really cool. Yeah. So,
well, very good. It is time to take a short break, play some tunes. But we'll be back with more, one more live tune from Floodwall and a little bit more talking to the guys. But speaking of Marionette, this is them with Orchid.
I love this song, by the way.
I know you do.
To do, don't believe the sun, and don't be led alone, carved as the fool, you know what to do. To do.
Is this thing on? Are you ready?
Go ahead, Radley.
I'm Radley. Radley Rockwell, man. The greatest rocker who ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I am right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh, yeah, man. Radio Rubber Room in the Radley Rockwell Radio Rubber Room Hour. 10 to midnight every Thursday on 102.9 FM.
Sean S. Austin I, known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardists of all time. They said he couldn't top his riveting collection of songs from that untouchable chart topper. But now he's back to inseminate your hearts and fellate your minds. New from Spoofco's Aluminium Collection, Sean S. Austin I's Oral Sounds. You will find it hard to believe that all of these sound effects came from the face hole of an average human being. Each box set includes sounds like car accident.
Oh my God.
Tsunami. Submarine sonar. French person.
Bonjour.
Alchemy. Cardboard being cut with scissors. Gadget number 8. Woodpecker. Personal fornication. Police radio chatter. Medieval sword fighting.
Ching, 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 ching.
Elephant dancing. Guy listening to music on headset while in public. And drums. So amazing. I laughed. I cried. I maintained an erection for several days after hearing these sounds. Simplicity at its most complex. Complicated at its most simple. Download each soul-captivating sound effect as an MP3 for only $9.95 each. Or purchase the complete box set of Sean's Oral Sounds and receive a free pumpkin carving kit and plastic paring knife. Sean S. Austin I makes noises with his mouth. New from the Spoofco Aluminium Collection.
Do you need a place to keep your money before you use it? Where Fells Wargo? We're a bank. You can totally trust us because we're good with money. For just dollars a day, you'll know that your money is safe with us. Need somewhere to put your money before you give it to other people? Well, for a menial fee, you'll know your associate will get most of the money, as we'll only take a small percentage. Transferring money from one account to the other? We'll barely charge for that. Trying to get a mortgage can be tough, but not with us. APR financing as low as 90%. Need a loan? Just kidding. Can't pay? Now accepting children. Don't have enough money? We'll take some off your hands. Got too much? Here, have some more. Are you totally rich? You could never spend all of your money in 2 lifetimes. We are, so we know what it's like. Bank with us at Fells Wargo. We love your money even more than you do.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show. Thank you.
darkness fading away. I know it will be back, but this feeling is so pure.
Shore live by Floodwall here on Radio Rubber Room, and that was the recorder action. Being that this is the acoustic show, is that the first time you've tried that on that
this
on that song? Yeah,
I mean we've practiced it,
but you guys aren't throwing that into your set. But after doing it, do you like the sound of it on there? Would you keep it on there? Or?
I wouldn't mind it if there was somebody else to either play this or guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But,
do you think you could teach somebody else to play that thing?
I'm sure
it looks pretty complicated.
It's not that hard.
Could you teach me to play it? Because I don't have a musical anything in my
body. I could tell you like where to put your fingers, but I mean...
Is it something, maybe not live, but on the recording?
Yeah, well, if we recorded it, yeah, definitely,
I wouldn't be opposed to that. Just live, I mean, the two guitars, I don't know. Maybe we could try it.
Could you not play that and guitar at the same time? Like maybe find some sort of, or maybe get somebody to come up behind you and play one of them with their hands and then, you know, still kind of be playing both. What do you think of that?
I think we could probably work that
out. Like play that and just turn yourself into a guitar platform.
Yeah. I really liked that last song. It had kind of a medieval metal feel to it. Like,
Thank you.
Some yes,
they nodded.
Some Jethro.
So are you into medieval into medieval metal, Sean?
That is my favorite genre, actually.
So were they rocking out? I mean, they didn't
was
have
that,
electricity.
Like chamber music back then?
It was like...
How loud could they... I think Radley asked this question before... But, you know, without plugging in, how rocking could they get, Sean?
I mean, if they bust out the medieval metal, I mean, it doesn't have to be loud.
Chamber music?
It could just be rocking. I feel like a lot of heretics were tortured during the Spanish Inquisition to that kind of music.
that's the route they took?
Exactly.
Well, very nice. All right, guys, so, you know... You guys are, you know, very new, you know, getting started, you know, still working on the recording and getting everyone, you know, together at the same place at the same time, gigging seasonally right now, you know, probably except for the acoustic stuff in between. But, like, long-term, what's the long-term future you guys see for Floodwall? Where do you see Floodwall in 5 years? What's the Floodwall five-year plan?
That's hard to say, but I definitely think – I feel grateful to have found – you know, these guys, and I hopefully we can stay together. Whatever project it is, you know, I think I found some good guys to play with.
Your musical soulmates?
Yeah,
something
like that.
You guys are looking at each other googly-eyed right now.
Something like that.
So I mean, now doing, like, the indie experimental stuff, is there any, like, avenue that you guys might all want to take that's kind of, like, the opposite of that direction, like
yeah definitely. I think we want to explore as many musical styles as possible. I think this summer, because we knew Matt had to leave, we just spent so much time in this one mindset trying to get out as many songs as we could. And we didn't have as much time to experiment with different genres or different sounds, and we were just working with what we had, trying to get as much done as possible. So I feel like now that we have some time off, we're going to work a little bit more embracing other, you know, genres, because all of us listen to, like, a huge array of genres and different styles of music. And I think one of the things that I know Andrew and I talk about is, like, one of the things that we really love about the band Radiohead is just their diversity.
They use the didgeridoo.
Yeah. No, it's just like a ton of diversity, and I feel like that's something that we're trying, that we want to take on, you know. So
you're gonna use the didgeridoo?
I mean, yeah. Speaking of didgeridoo, that's what I thought that was just I didn't, before I knew it was a recorder, I thought it was just a really small didgeridoo.
I definitely think you guys would have, like, a cool sound with, like, a sitar.
That'd be cool. My uncle's got one of those. Yeah.
Does he? Does he know how to play it?
I think so. I've played it before. It's really fun.
Do you know how to play it, or
it's just like a guitar? It's just massive.
It's tuned the same as guitar.
I mean, it's tuned a little different, but
well, the Indian
take, yeah,
the Indian musical scale has 18 notes.
Yeah, it's got more notes. Yeah.
I mean, you can find some sounds pretty easily in it. It's not too hard.
Yeah, and it takes like 30. Don't they have, like, classes, like you have to apprenticeship before you're.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know all the details of it. I know they're definitely pretty. I mean,
serious about
I'm no Ravi Shankar. Yeah. But.
You have to apprentice to play it.
Is that yeah, like you apprentice. I think that there's
before they even give you one to have for yourself.
I think considered a serious like raga musician or whatever.
How long do you know that? Do you know much about?
I don't recall.
50 years.
Yeah, no, I think it's more like 15. Or
20
lifetimes. I couldn't tell you factually.
So do you know much about the history of your uncles? You said like how long he's been playing it, or did he apprentice with anybody?
I'm not really sure. All I know is
answer the question, sir.
he's got a whole lot of miscellaneous stringed instruments. So we go out there every now and then, usually Thanksgiving and stuff. And literally, you go in the living room, and it's just cases and cases and cases and cases and cases and cases.
I would love to see, like, a string instrument made out of a human skeleton.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be interesting.
Like, a good, pretty pretty awesome thing. Like, you'd have that, not only your own musical ability, but then, like, whoever's skeleton you were using. And, like, then you could be, like, if you have a friend, you're like, dude, I need you to get, like, gain some weight or something, because when you die, you're going to sound so awesome. And I've already got a tenor human skeleton, so I need a bass human skeleton.
All right.
So I've always prided myself with, like, my ability to name things. And I really think you guys should have, like, a song or something called Broken Levees.
Hmm. If we play off Floodwall.
Floodwall.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Album.
Keep it in mind.
Ooh, and with that, we've got to bring this show to an end here.
It is time to go, but thanks, Floodwall. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us on the show. Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, go ahead and before we go, tell everybody really quick where they can find Floodwall real quick.
We are on facebook.com/floodwallmusic.
Not familiar with the site, but I'll look into it.
Yeah.
All right. And so just you guys have a Tumblr, too?
We do have a Tumblr, and we have a SoundCloud that has yet to have any music on it, but there should be some up shortly. But there is a little bit of music on our Facebook page.
Cool. Well, cool. Fantastic, guys. And when you do learn to play the sitar, just once try it with a bow, please.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Deal. Yeah, that would be cool. All
right. This has been Radio Rubber Room, but we got one more tune for you. This is Murphy's Kids with Hands On. Please tip your bartenders and your servers.
Something about you. You got this funky style, and I'm not sure how to deal with you. My mouth is dry, and it's getting worse. You're so wise and articulate. Can I take credit for this?
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck on coke.
I've seen him.
And that's an addiction.
I mean, what are they going to say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man, when it dies, he dies.
God, there was no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they going to say about it? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice, unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I get taco blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
Ah! WHAN, Ashland, Richmond. W275,
what does that mean, you wondering?
Ashland, 1430 AM. And now...